This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Larry Steinhouse Show.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Larry Steinhouse Show. I am Larry Steinhouse, and we are broadcasting live from the Investor Schooling headquarters right here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and I'm here to make financial education fun and accessible to everyone, including you. Hey, join us as we dive into the exciting world of real estate investing, stock options trading, and a treasure trove of financial wisdom. Hey, you can call any time of the show by calling the phone number
855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
And you can call with your questions about money, finances, or anything on your mind, even politics. Hey, by the way, we are not just on the air. We are live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Drop a comment, say hello. I'm here with my awesome co-host,
Omri Marad.
Dr. Deb is out today. She's actually hosting a graduation party for her daughter, Maddie. So let's say congratulations to Debbie.
Congratulations, Debbie.
Well, congratulations to Maddie, actually, right?
Yeah, but, you know, she grew her.
She raised her. I got it. All right.
Yeah.
So at Investor Schooling, we focus on practical learning. We will equip you with real-world skills in real estate investing, stock options, tax-saving tips, and the secrets to financial freedom. Our headquarters are right here in Bucks County, but our online courses reach everyone, anywhere, across the nation. You know, we have about 20-something clients right now, just in Los Angeles. Just in Los Angeles. I mean, we have more in California, but just in Los Angeles, we now have 20.
The amount of people we had online last Thursday was amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
I don't remember when was the last time we had so many people online.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty amazing. Yeah. Yeah. So what's happening now is, you know, we're expanding, and it's pretty cool. We're having a lot of fun reaching out to our students who are in different states, not just states of mind, but different states as well.
People reaching knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
They understand they need it.
Yeah, so real quick, I want to say hello to a couple of people watching online. We got Patty watching online, and of course,
Kimmy.
We have your number one fan, which is Kimmy, watching online too.
Kimmy, we miss you. We haven't seen you in class for a long time.
She was here one day when you were.
Ah, on Monday.
Yeah, Monday. You weren't here.
Monday,
she was, yeah, she was here.
I went to pick up my parents.
I know.
Correct.
So I have to tell you what happened today. I'm going to tell you, there's a bunch of pieces of story I'm going to tell you.
Go.
So I actually met with one of our fans today because she had called me. Because she wanted to sell her house. So, by the way, if you do have a house to sell, you can call me anytime at 855-939-1137, even when the show's over, if you want to sell a house.
Yeah, if you didn't get the number, it's 855-939-1137.
And that phone goes to my cell phone if you call after the show. So if you listen to the show on Saturday, if you listen to the show on Sunday, it goes to my cell phone. So you can call me anytime using that number. But during the show, obviously, you're going to get connected to the show. But she had called me a while back about a house that she wanted to sell. Now, the interesting part was, you know, I'll talk to you about the deal in the house in a minute. But when I want to tell you, I thought it was very funny because she goes, so tell me about this guy, the immigrant. And I said, who, Omri? And she goes, oh, yeah, Omri, that's his name, or something like that. Because nobody knows your name.
Nobody knows my
right.
name.
And then she said, where is he from? And I said, Israel. And she goes, oh, I thought he was from Mexico.
Okay.
So it's very funny how...
It's racist?
What? No, it's not racist.
Okay.
No, you know what I think? Actually, it might be racist, but I don't think it's like intentionally racist.
Because a lot of
people think immigrants come from Mexico, right?
I know.
So, you know, that could be... That, she didn't mean it any... She definitely didn't mean it racist.
I like to say that when people say immigrant, they immediately think about Spanish accent
right.
with driver screws in their pockets.
Spanish accents with drywall screws in their pockets.
Yeah.
Please explain.
It's just the fact that first of all, immigrant has to be illegal immigrants.
Right,
people
exactly.
don't get that.
We say you're immigrants. An immigrant and everybody thinks you're exactly. a legal immigrant. Exactly.
And I think the problem is that they look at mainly the southern border and that reflect to all immigrants, and that's completely not true.
That's
you're,
right.
I'm not sure. You know what? I will research the numbers. But I want to say that, you know what? I don't know the numbers, so I won't say. I'm pretty sure there are many others that are not Spanish
I know.
That are coming to this country.
Exactly. Hey, we got a couple of people I just want to say, make sure that somebody says hello to. We got Ed listening online, and we got Deborah listening online. These are some really cool people. I know them both. So now, if we add up all those four listeners, and we add the four listeners that are listening to us on WPHD, we have eight people listening
Woo-hoo!
To us. Isn't that amazing? Because at 2 o'clock, no one's going to listen to us.
So if you are the ninth person that actually listened to us in their car right now and suffering from this heat because their AC doesn't work properly, first, you can feel your AC. Second, what? You may call us at 855-939-1137.
I love it.
Does it count if I have to listen? Does it count if I have to listen?
What was that one
have
more time?
To listen?
I said, does it count if I have to listen?
So are you suffering?
Well, you know, Glenn, you can turn the headphones off anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't want to listen to us, from what I understand, all the shows that you play on Saturday, you don't listen to any of them. You just shut the headphones off.
They all recorded.
But this show, you like to listen to because, first of all, I looked at your Facebook page, and you have a picture of you and me and Omri and Debbie on your Facebook header. So you must
hacked.
Really like us.
I was hacked.
I was hacked.
Larry hacked my account.
I mean, the third thing is that you are part of this show. He's actually a part of this show.
Of course he's part of this show. I actually should put it down. And don't forget our producer. I'm going to put that down in the next intro. And our producer, Glenn Page.
Oh, okay.
So when you call in at
855-939-1137.
You get to talk to producer Glenn Page.
The best person ever.
He's the great producer.
I know. I agree.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Is that better, Glenn? We're going to make you part of the show now. How's that?
I feel better. I feel good.
All right. Good.
Okay. Good. What are we going to talk about today?
So speaking of the woman that I met today.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about like buying houses that are beneficial for both the seller and the buyer.
Okay.
Okay. And you know, if she's listening, that's great. But the real issue is I just want to make sure there's no names and nobody understands who it is.
No name, no address.
Because that's important. But I want to talk about the situation. The situation is the woman has a house, and she's owned the house for many years, maybe 20-plus years. And it's the only asset she has. She literally has no other assets. It's worth probably, to me, it's worth $135,000 maximum. But, you know, some real estate agent told her it was worth more, but whatever. And she owes about $15,000 on the mortgage, and she has about $30,000 in credit cards that she wants to pay off. Now, she's 67, she gets about $1,000 a month in Social Security, and that's all the money she has. So she's been tapping credit cards because she can't survive on $1,000 a month.
How much equity she have in the house?
She has about, so depending on what value you look at, right, she has about $70,000, $80,000. If you go by not my numbers, some crazy real estate agent told her she can get $185,000, which there's no way she's getting $185,000. The comps in that area are $120,000 to $135,000.
We will go to real estate agent in a second, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, but that's okay. But let's say, just make it easy. Let's just do math simple math, okay? Let's say she actually gets $150,000 for it. And she gets $150,000 clear, which is not going to happen. But let's just use the math again. So $150,000 and she owes $50,000, right? $15,000 and $35,000 credit cards. Let's say she actually nets $100,000.
Okay.
Now, this is the only $100,000 that
she
has
in this world, yeah.
In the entire world.
Yeah.
Now what's going to happen?
I'm sorry, but this will bring her debt to zero.
It'll bring her debt to zero, right.
Zero.
But she has $1,000 a month income currently, which is Social Security income, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem is that she has no other income.
No IRA.
So now, she takes $100,000, assuming she gets it, which I don't believe she's going to get that much, but assuming she gets $100,000 net after she closes.
How is she going to live?
What's she going to do with the $100,000 to live, right?
Exactly. She's only 67.
Right.
She has many years to come.
Right. So the problem is what most people would do is, I hate to say it, they're going to piss away $100,000. All right. Now, the woman's track record, if you think about it, the woman's track record is that she saved no money her entire life. So anytime she got a large sum of money, it disappeared. Now, if she also needs, you know, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 more a month to live, because that's why she keeps tapping her credit cards, then she's already going to start tapping that money to use it. Now, she can put it into my favorite vehicle, you know, my sarcastic favorite vehicle, which is an annuity, right? The worst place she could put the money. And she might get $700 a month with that $100,000. Right? And she'll get that for probably 10 to 15 years. No, it's not fat. It's not great at all. And she'll probably get that for 10 to 15 years. So I made an offer to her.
Wait, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. In the beginning, she won't make the $700. It will take her time.
No, that's not true. Because if she immediately annuitizes it. By the way, which is the only time an annuity makes any sense, is if you're going to immediately annuitize it. Like you put the money in and you start drawing it the very next day.
Which makes sense because she's 67.
It's like a reverse mortgage. Right, you start getting paid.
Okay.
Immediately. That's the only time an annuity makes any sense. But in this case, I don't believe it makes sense for her personal situation. I just think that an annuity in this, you know, like if you put a lump sum in an annuity and then you start drawing it immediately, that's a good way to keep your money away from you so you can't touch it and get checks every month. That's so why I like it.
My question to you is, where is she going to live?
Well, she's made arrangements to live with her daughter, so she doesn't have to worry about rent. They're gonna either rent a house together, or she's gonna move in with her for a little while, or rent a house together.
The daughter own a house or
no, she doesn't. She rents also. Mm-hmm. Okay, but either
I know.
Right. So she, basically, she wants to sell her house and move. She just wants out. She's been there too long. I mean, I see that all the time. People are there too long. So I made her this offer, and I want you to think about this offer. I made her an offer. I said, I'll give you $50,000 up front to pay all the debts, pay the credit cards, pay the equity loan, and whatever's left you could put in your pocket. I'll pay all the closing costs, and I'll give you $1,000 a month for 100 months. So that's $100,000, which, by the way, makes the house sale look like about $165,000, $170,000. You know why? Because there's no real estate fees.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no transfer tax. There's no repairs that have to be done.
Yeah.
Right? So she gets $50,000 up front, and she gets $100,000 over the next 100 months.
Which, in her condition, it seems like what she really needs.
Exactly. She needs an income. She doesn't need a lump sum.
Nobody can live over.
Right.
Even if they don't need to take care of living accommodation, which currently this is her situation.
Right.
You can't live over $1,000 a month.
That's right. Exactly. So now she gets that money. And obviously, if anything happens to her kids will get the money. You know, the payments will go to her kids, whatever. But the idea in here is that she has, it's not annuitized because it's not annuity.
Yeah.
But she gets payments for the next 10, I'm sorry, the next 100 months, which is fantastic for her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and honestly, she may or may not have done it. She wants to think about it. But the interesting part about the whole thing is if the real estate agent who lied to her and told her she'd get 185, which she's not getting 185, there's no chance, but didn't tell her that, then she probably would consider this offer.
You know where I live, right?
Yeah.
You know where I live?
Yeah.
We saw, I think, twice or three times those condos behind my community.
Right.
Right? There is one right now for sale. Right now, as we speak, there is an open house there. Okay? 480. 480,000 dollars. Wait, it gets better. Okay? They don't have the second floor. It's only one floor.
So there's a two-bedroom, one-bath house?
It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, and they made the garage another bedroom. So it's
a three-bedroom, one-bath. Okay. Right.
Exactly. Okay?
Yeah.
For $480,000. Yeah. So I just want to put it out there. There was a house that sold a month ago there for $290,000. And I'm putting this out there because I think that some real estate investors don't get the market. And they are trying to ride the vibe that we had here a year and a half ago. And they are doing it, and they are hurting their customers. They're hurting their customers.
Well, if they put it up for $480,000, nobody's going to buy it.
They won't get a bidding war.
They won't even get a bid.
They won't even get
showings.
I will go just to see, because I'm curious.
Yeah, okay.
But the thing that I'm saying here is, it's amazing that people don't know how to read the market. people think it's still a buyer's market, and everything they will put up front, everybody, they will have 10 people outside, like, throwing beads at them, throwing money at them. And we see it's not the same situations.
Yeah.
Real estate investor, real estate agent need to think what's best from the client and not what's best for their commission.
Well, sometimes the client, I'm going to tell you, sometimes the client tells you to list at a certain price. And, you know, as a real estate broker, I don't do a lot of deals, but as a real estate broker, if a client says to me, list my house and put it up at $408,000, I'm going to do it. You know why I'm going to do it? Because eventually that client's going to come to reason and lower the price to the right price. That's all. And if not, I don't really care. I didn't waste a whole lot of time filling out paperwork. So I don't care about listing something for too high.
I know you better than
when somebody else will do it.
Exactly. I know you better than that. You won't do it. You will come to them and put sense to them in the first meeting.
No, no. I will try to. I try to.
Yeah.
But if they say, no, I don't care. I don't care if the house is worth $380 and I want to list it for $480. I'm going to list it for $480. Because another real estate agent is going to walk in there an hour later and list it for $480. And then that agent has control.
Yeah. I tell you what I don't like about that. You became the bad person.
That's
if
right.
They are adamant to sell the house for $480 and you did the comps and you see $380 and you said, okay, I will do whatever you want. I will list the house for $480.
Well, I'm going to explain to them
after
it's only worth
$380, though. Exactly. After right. 2 months that the house is not sold, they will right. come to you and say, you're a bad agent.
That's right. And I'll laugh at them and I'll say, remember I told you it was only worth $380? And that's fine. All right. Anyway.
It's insane.
So, you know, I wanted to talk about that scenario because sometimes you have to look at the situation to make an offer that works. I mean, I don't care. I'll buy her house for $120, which is what I think it's worth. I'll give her $120 cash. But for her, it's a better deal for her if I buy it with seller financing, which in this case it would have been seller financing, and buy it that way because now she gets $1,000 a month for 100 months, and it's a better deal for her. She actually ends up in a better cash flow situation. Because you want to know the truth? You know what you need at retirement? You don't need money in the bank.
Security.
No one needs money in the bank.
No, you don't want security.
You need cash flow.
I know.
Right? So I don't care how much properties I have. I don't care if my properties are worth $100 billion. As long as I have cash flow coming in from those properties, that's all that matters to me.
And every time a customer come to us, we want to listen to what they need and what their position. Where are they coming from? We are not buying a load of bricks. We are buying someone's home, and we need to figure out how we can help them and
exactly.
not causing them more
exactly.
trouble.
Exactly. And it's funny because that's one of the things that we teach. The most important thing is don't go stealing houses from grandma. That's not what we're teaching you how to do. We're teaching you how to come up with a win-win situation for everyone,
karma.
The seller and the buyer. And when you do that, when the seller and the buyer have a win-win situation, it's a great deal for everybody. I mean, I don't have it anymore, but I used to have videos. I stopped doing it, but I used to take videos of the people who sold me houses at closing, and they would say how happy they were because I bought their house and I solved their problem and nobody else was going to buy their house or whatever the situation may be. And I bought their house and gave them what they needed. So it happens all the time. And you just need to look out for these deals and you need to look out for the people on the other side and explain to them what's best for them. And in this case, I still think it's best for her, but she's not comfortable with it yet. And we'll see. Whatever she wants to do is okay with me. It wasn't that great of a deal anyway. I probably had to put $30,000 to $50,000 minimum in there. Because I had to redo the whole house.
We went to see a house in Philadelphia. I think it was maybe 2 years ago. And again, we saw a house in a bad condition. If you remember, we went there together.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do anything to improve the situation of the house. The house owner, the property owner, was sitting in a sofa in the living room. He was in his 80s, maybe 90s.
Yeah.
He's not in a position to do anything right now to the house. He don't have the ability, financial ability and all that. And again, we saw, if you remember back then, that people assume, especially by real estate agents, that they can sell their houses for much higher and they are many times hurting themselves.
And they can't. And it happens all the time.
Maybe
they can't. I've made offers on people's houses. What? Oh, I moved away from the microphone?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I made offers on people's houses, and when I make the offer on people's houses, sometimes I get a phone call, like a couple months later, I should have sold it to you. this guy went, you know, he did an inspection, and they came back with $25,000 worth of repairs and blah, 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 blah. And they got less money than I offered them, and it happens all the time. And plus now you got, you know, now you got people, like, for example, this woman, let's say she lists the house. Now she's got to have showing. She has to leave the house whenever there's a showing. She has to clean the house whenever there's a showing. And at the same time, you know, there may be problems with this house. I don't know. I don't really care. I walked through it. I didn't even look at the basement. I don't care. I don't care if her heater's 2 years old or 100 years old. I've already estimated in that I may need to replace it or not need to replace it. It doesn't really matter.
You need to pay the 6 or 5. Now it's 5%, but 6 or 5%.
Yeah, she has to pay it. Right. She has to pay the real estate. Exactly. So it gets expensive.
Agreed.
So this is why, you know, people need to understand that there are different ways to sell your house, and you may not understand that. Another thing is real estate investors need to be creative. Because, yeah, to me, it's worth no more than 120. I'm frankly, probably worth less than 120 to me, but I would give her 120. But that's all it's worth to me. And now, you know, now I can offer her more. I can offer her 150 plus closing costs, which is more like 165. So that way she comes out at a very good price, and her problem is solved, and I have seller financing built in, so I don't have to go borrow the money to buy this house.
Let's put it out there, okay? I don't think in our current financial condition she can get from her $100,000 $1,000 a month.
No, there's no way.
No chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
No, it will never happen.
Absolutely not.
So that's where we are at.
Even at 8% interest only, she only gets $667.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never going to happen. But that's okay. This is why I'm bringing it up, because, again, we have to think it out. All right. So what's going on, Omri, with our property in Florida?
Property in Florida is great.
That's one of the best deals you could ever come up with, right?
Isn't
it amazing?
I'm so happy. I don't think I shared pictures with you. The floor is done. We are putting in the kitchen. By the way, just to give some background here, we have the one unit that we knew from the beginning needs to be renovated, being renovated right now. Beside that, all the other 8 units.
Right. So for you guys who don't know, this is a mobile home park that Omri and I partnered on, and we bought it, 6 months ago?
Yeah, January.
And we're making, what are we making, about $6,000 a month on this? After expenses?
More.
More?
More, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
We make more than I think 1.5% a month right now.
Yeah,
which
sure.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And we still have one more unit that will be ready by the end of the month.
Right, and then we still have 2 pads that we can put 2 more mobile home parks
exactly.
on, which we will be doing.
So we had 3 pads, and someone came with an RV and said, I will park my RV there.
Oh, that's right. I
forgot. Remember?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will park my RV there,
yeah.
And I will pay you $600 a month.
Yeah, sure.
So that's the key situation. So instead of 3 more, we are going to put 2 more right now, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing, and hopefully me and you, when the renovation will be over, will be there in next month, after 4th of July.
Very nice.
I know, I hope so.
So let's do a contest for my book.
Okay.
So I have a book. My book is called Money Hacks, and its subtitle is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong. And what I'd like you to do, let's do this. Let's have people call in and see if they could say the phone number as sexy as you do. Would that be fun?
Sure.
Okay. So, our phone number to call in is
855-939-1137.
All right, so you're going to call that phone number, which is
855-939-1137.
And if you could say it sexier than Omri, we will give you a book. All right, now you could be a woman or a man. I mean, just because he has that sexy, deep male voice.
I didn't say what am I.
A sexy... Yeah, you can identify as anything
exactly,
you want, right?
Exactly, right? Those days, you never know.
What do you identify as?
I identify as a man right now.
Do you? And right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now?
Yeah, it's very unclear how the world will go.
Yeah,
I want to have my options.
Did you hear? Did you hear that? I can't remember what town it was in California. I think it was Los Angeles. They actually took the no U-turn signs off. Like they took them away from streets. No U-turn. You know, U-turn, when they have a U-turn sign, right?
Yeah.
They took them off the streets because they're homophobic.
I don't see it. Explain.
please, somebody explain it to me. Is that the craziest thing? And they had a whole big celebration about, look, we took all the no U-turn signs off because off the streets because it was homophobic.
You?
Glenn, did you hear about that?
Line?
I did not hear that one specifically.
It is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I really want an explanation.
What is homophobic
to that?
about the
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I'm not
a
sure.
A sign that says no U-turn.
No U.
U-turn. No U-turn.
No, I know how it looks.
Yeah.
What of
I have no idea.
So I suspect what happens
is
that somebody who does have homophobic intent or possibly homophobic intent appropriated that in some way and used it, and now in a sort of reverse engineering they're saying, "Oh, we can't have these." That's just a guess.
Oh my god. How many people actually died since they did that? Because now there are no U-turn signs.
You just got to
go. People are trying
to make
U-turns on the highway.
Right, exactly.
Right? But we are politically correct.
In California, there's no laws anyway. You could rob anything, any store you want and not get in trouble. So it doesn't really. So people can make U-turns now.
So we were at Six Flags, okay? 3 weeks ago, I think, something like that. And they have tags right now, okay? Today I am, or today you address me as he or she, and they can change it.
Really?
Okay, the operators, which really? Normally are high school kids or college kids, right? And my daughter, she's 8. She asked her, "What does it mean?" And you see that even her, the employee, the 16 or 17 year old employee, didn't know how to explain. She said, it means that I'm a girl. And my daughter, she's 8, she said, "But you are a girl. I see that you're a girl. Why you need this tag?" And she didn't know what to say.
Yeah, of course.
It's amazing what we are going through.
Yes.
It's amazing what we are going through. I'm fine. I'm accepting everybody. Everybody can do whatever they want.
Right.
Okay? But it's like we are fighting something that we don't need to fight. We're proving something we don't need to prove. Why do I care? What do you like? What someone care? What do I like? You get what I'm saying?
I have such a problem with all of it. You know? But anyway, that's life, you know? You know, do you teach my kids that or my grandkids that? I have a problem with it. It's unnecessary to teach it in school. And it's unnecessary.
No, you shouldn't teach it in school.
Of course you shouldn't teach it in school. You just teach how to read and write.
It's not unnecessary.
And maybe if they taught some financial education, investor schooling wouldn't need to be around, but because they don't teach financial education, we have to be around.
I'm sorry that I'm saying that. Maybe I'm a bit appalled if somebody will come to my daughter and say, "You can be a man. She can do whatever she wants, but I don't want
to." A boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, and you can't make anything. As a matter of fact, I was watching some old Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I don't know. You probably don't even know what Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is. Old Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And he said, "If you're a boy, you're a boy. If you're a girl, you're a girl." And it's funny how that would be racist now. I mean, it would be homophobic now. All right. We got Frank on the line. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Larry. I'm going to do this after years of watching All in the Family. You remember that show, right, Larry?
Oh, yeah. I love All in the Family.
Okay, this is my second. I'm a guy, I identify as a guy, so I'm imitating Edith Bunker in her sexiest voice. Okay, doing so right. Archie, I say Larry. Larry, 855-939-1137, Larry.
What do you think, man? Was that sexy?
I gotta go take a cold shower.
Oh, Larry, you're here.
Stop it, Frank. We're not going to let you call anymore.
Well,
got to worry about the FCC here. Come on, man.
We're going to have to, absolutely, we're going to have to get your, so Glenn will take your name and address. Anything else you want to talk about, though, Frank, before you go?
No, I always enjoy your program. And thanks to both of you. Seriously.
Thanks. So you're one of the 4 people that listen, huh?
No, where's Dr. Deb at?
So she, as we said earlier, he wasn't listening when we started the show.
Yeah, maybe.
See, there you go.
No, I missed it.
I know. So she's actually, her daughter is graduated high school, and she's doing a graduation party today. And Ami and I are going to go there afterwards, but she can't be on the show because she's hosting the graduation party. So if she's listening, just say congratulations to Maddie, which is her daughter.
Hey, Maddie, congratulations on graduation, and good luck if you choose to go to college. And good luck.
Awesome. And go to college.
All the way.
Whoa. Wait a minute. That's bad advice. You know that, right?
If you go for a science career, you're going to be a nurse, a physical therapist, then it's worth it. Don't go for business or some baloney degree. If you go for science, so you have to have a job, then it's worth it.
Yes. So the funny part, you have to remember that Dr. Deb has a PhD, and I'm putting down college. And she's not here to defend me.
Wait. She has a PhD in what?
I have a nursing degree. It's a waste of time.
No, and she has a PhD in what?
In instructional design.
Exactly. And how she make her money now?
No, she makes most of her money doing that.
Ah, really?
No, she makes a lot of money doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she loves to hang out to school and we teach her real estate and she learns real estate.
But we see many people that graduate.
She makes a lot of
college money
with this. So I will tell you that her college definitely paid off, but it just doesn't for everybody.
That's No. We see people coming to Thursday class.
Yeah.
With a college degree.
Right.
Exactly. And
you want to find all the college degree people? Go to Starbucks. They're all serving coffee.
It's worse than that. You know what they see? What do you see right now? I we'll talk about it later, yeah.
Hey, Larry.
All right, Frank, hold on. Okay.
Larry, is Glenn going to save this tape and play it back for Dr. Deb next week, or should I call back and imitate it again?
Oh, that'd be hysterical, but we're going to send you a book either way. So hold on, and Glenn's going to get your phone number. And I think I got a feeling we got Gary, and I think I know who Gary, which
it's
Gary this
ice
is.
Ice cream.
It's probably ice cream Gary, but it might
ice
not
cream
be.
Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Afternoon, Larry.
It's ice cream Gary.
Hey, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Hey, 555-939-1137.
So now we need a cold shower.
But I actually think there was movement on that one.
I feel violated.
He started doing that before he went on air, and I said, whoa, hold the hold the sexiness for the radio.
It sounds like Glenn has a fan.
Yeah.
Too funny. Well, Gary, do you already have one of my books?
I do. I don't want a book, Larry. I want to say something to Maddie for graduating.
Awesome.
You ready for this advice?
Yes.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, make another girl to marry you.
So Maddie's a woman. You know that, right, girl?
Oh,
but
I'm sorry. Well, give it to your, not Dr., Dr. Deb.
Right?
No, the gentleman.
Omri. Okay, I will take that.
He has
so
a
listen, Larry, I want to know personally, seriously, your trailer park in Florida. What part is it? Is it north, south, east? Where is it?
It's Ruskin. It's maybe
the west side.
Yeah.
It's between Tampa and Sarasota.
Yeah, like 20 minutes out of Tampa.
And Sarah, I'm going to be getting back to you off the line, maybe in the wintertime, me and my honey, after 50 years, believe it or not, next September will be 50 wonderful years, marriage, she deserves a medal, you know that. So we like to go down
in the
wintertime.
So wait, did you just insult your wife?
If you
no.
do rentals or if you're just purchasing, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but I have a question for you. Did you insult your wife?
Do I what?
What was your song again? Sing your song again.
Okay, here we go. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
Okay,
so
stop.
Now you've
been married for how long?
Next September, 2025, 50 wonderful years.
Okay, so
go,
did you just basically say? Did you just basically say that your wife was ugly?
No, Larry, that's the way you took it.
Oh, come on. Who else thought that? Gary, I love it when you call the show. You're a crack-up.
Listen, Larry, I'm down here in Ocean City sucking up the sun. You and your team, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. All right, let's do this. Do you guys know what's the phone number again?
855. 939-1137.
One more time?
That's 855-939-1137.
All right, so we're going to take a break here. When we come back, if anybody else wants to say the phone number sexy, they can get a free book. Or if you want to call about anything that has to do with money, real estate, stock market, politics.
Politics.
Yes.
Bureaucracy?
Hold on. Okay. Let's go to the commercial.
Bye.
This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, at Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at investorschooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right, you could even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to investorschooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to investorschooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to investorschooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. Investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Larry Steinhaus Show.
Which
apparently is
anymore.
Paid for by Investor Schooling. Right. Because that's what the disclaimer said. Because they want to make sure that we know that the Larry Steinhaus Show is not a show that they hired me as a host. They want to make sure that they know that it's Investor Schooling that hired me as a host.
If you father and you know it, expect a gift.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Say it again.
If you father and you know it, expect a gift.
So what kind of gifts are you getting tomorrow for Father's Day?
There are fathers that don't know that they are fathers. So
the
they
what?
Shouldn't get anything.
Say that one more time.
There are fathers that they don't know that they are fathers.
That's racist.
It's not racist.
I know, it really wasn't, but I just wanted to get you excited.
I know. Yes.
That's right. So, sure. There are fathers.
That's what I'm saying. If you father and you know.
They could be sperm donors, right?
Yes. I'm not talking about that.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You were talking about someone who.
So, wait. That's okay. A very good conversation. If you are doing a sperm donation, you are not the father. Technically, you are the father.
You are the father.
But you are not a father.
Well, so there's been cases where they track it down and. You know, if the sperm bank gave the name and they shouldn't have, or something like that happened, and sure enough, they found it. But, you know, it's kind of weird.
Really? They do that here?
It's very, very unusual.
Okay.
Very unusual. But, but there are a lot of people out there who never heard this.
We have to have
the
show.
So, so tomorrow's Father's Day, right?
Yes.
So, are you doing anything special for Father's Day?
I am thinking about going maybe for a car show with the Maz.
Oh, you're gonna go with.
Are you going with one of your cars?
So where's the car show?
I need to see. My calendar is full. There is one in Langhorne today. There is one in Gay Hope tomorrow.
What did you just say?
I'm sorry. In New Hope tomorrow.
Did you really say that?
I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. And did you hear him say that, Glenn?
There are many, actually. They're all over the place. And it's fun.
You don't want to put your car underneath a pride flag?
I don't care. Of course. Why not?
Well, I don't know. That was just so bizarre that you said what you said. We're gonna get letters.
Oh my God! Finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally,
you're gonna get letters like LGBT.
So that's worse than what
they just
said. That was
very good, man. I like the way you put that together.
It's a gift.
Very good.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's definitely a gift.
We have to make it very clear. We support everybody and we love everybody all the way.
Right. So, by the way, if you want to call in and you want to call us in a sexy gay voice, you can.
No.
And you could win a free copy of my book.
In a sexy voice. There isn't such a thing as sexy gay voice.
How do you know? Are you gay?
No.
Then how do you know there's not such a thing as a sexy gay voice?
Gives you the fizz.
Okay, so you're welcome to call us with any sexy voice.
And what's the phone number?
855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Glenn, I want statistic, please, from the station. How much time off the show we are saying this phone number? Like 20% of the show we're saying the phone number, 15%
of the
show.
No. So I was a big fan of Bob Grant.
Okay, who is he?
So Bob Grant was a radio host many, many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably next to Howard Stern, he was my second favorite radio host.
Okay.
All right, and he used to say, on the radio, he used to say, if you give the phone number 7 times, someone will call. So let's try it. Do it 7 times in a row.
Are you real?
I'll do it if you want.
Okay, sure.
855-939-1137.
That's 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
That's 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
Again, 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
We did it.
That was 7, right?
I think so.
Did you guys enjoy dueling phone numbers? So there you go. Oh, Kimmy asked you to say it 7 times, but she only got you saying it 4 times because I said it 3 or 3 or whatever it was. I don't know.
We need to keep everything in control.
So Kimmy enjoys you saying the phone number.
So,
but you could call about anything. You can call about real estate. You can call about the stock market. You know, I can't believe nobody's called me and asked me about NVIDIA yet.
So I want to go to politics a bit.
You want to go where?
Politics.
Okay.
Okay. I was in the Upper Makefield, Newtown area today, and I saw a sign that I haven't seen yet.
Uh-oh.
The sign said, Trump 2024, okay? And it looks like the real thing, and then underneath it said, years in prison.
Okay.
You saw those?
No, I haven't seen those, but how dumb is the person that puts that sign out?
I agree.
I mean, all you're doing is like saying.
No, I saw more than one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it basically says I'm a Trump. It basically says vote for Trump, because people are catching the rest of it, and they're just getting the people who are going to vote for Trump angrier, and the rest of the people aren't seeing something else.
No, I don't agree. It's like sometimes the Democrat trying to present the Republican as uneducated people, and I don't like that. Like, they vote, like, because everybody vote, and that's what... No, I don't agree with that. So I think everybody will stop and read the whole sign, and we'll see how silly this
sign is. So I have a question for you.
Okay?
So are you allowed to vote yet?
No.
No, you're not. You're still not. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
So
But the illegal immigrants are allowed to vote.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
No, I keep hearing stories that they're allowed to vote now.
How?
I don't know. But, you know, you hear these rumors that they're allowed to vote, but you're not because you're a legal immigrant.
Many of them have no Social Security.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how it goes.
They give them Social Security. They give them driver's license. They give them anything they want.
I'm extremely worried about what will be in those elections that are coming to us. And I'm a bit worried about the fact that they make that he is the Republican Party. And
Trump.
I don't think he is...
Trump is not the Republican Party.
I don't
think... In fact, the Republican Party is mostly dead without Trump.
I don't think he
is... And it's a shame, too.
I agree. But I'm afraid that because he is in the front right now, it will take away
the devoted Republicans from this party. And I'm not sure what they will vote. And that's the thing that I'm really, really afraid.
Well,
that will happen.
If there's no election fraud, then Trump's going to win by a landslide, there's no doubt. I mean, he technically won the last time, but, you know, there was, I can't say it on YouTube because they'll throw me off the air.
Yeah.
So I won't say it.
So don't say it in WPHT,
yeah,
exactly.
Unbelievable how, you know, YouTube, you know, has their own freaking rules. My main page is gone from YouTube. Luckily, we have others. And by the way, if you want to follow us on YouTube, you could just look up Investor Schooling or Larry Steinhaus on YouTube, and you can follow us on YouTube. And we have a lot of good stuff out there, a lot of great, great stuff going on.
So states actually investigated the fraud. You remember that?
Yeah.
Immediately after.
Yeah.
And they said, we looked into it, we didn't find anything.
Yeah, of course. And then a lot of states, it's too late. By the time we investigated, we threw everything away.
Okay.
Which was another thing. Remember when I interviewed Mike Lindell?
Yeah.
He said he has the proof of everything. It's on his website. So if you want to go look it up. But we're kind of off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about, of course, finances. You know, the Donald Trump, the Truth Social.
The Truth, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Truth Social. And it's the stock ticker symbol is DJT. And you know, it's actually doing well.
Okay.
So I'm actually surprised.
It's coming up.
And the funny part about DJT, I think it's in the 30s, I want to look it up. The funny part about DJT as a stock is I personally, as a stock investor and a stock options investor, as you know, I'm not a fan of this stock.
Where is it right now?
I think, let me go look it up right now. I think it's a 36 problem. Let me just look it up.
Whoa!
Which is pretty good, actually. I mean, it peaked at like 75, 80 or something like that. But let me just see where it is.
Oh my God! How can it be?
So it's actually at 37.20 right now, and it peaked. Hold on, let me see where it peaked at. My internet's really slow for today. It peaked at almost 80, 79.38, and I'm shocked that it's this high. Now this company's losing money all the time, and if you go on Truth Social, so if you've ever actually gone on Truth Social, the big problem with Truth Social is it's a boring
platform.
Social media platform, yeah. Because it's all about Trump, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that. You know, if it was really Truth Social, it would be what Twitter turned into be, what became X.
Yes.
So I actually think that Elon Musk did something great for the country and maybe for the world by buying Twitter and making it a free speech place, mm-hmm. which is what Donald Trump tried to do. But I think that a lot of people are just investing in DJT just because of the name and the momentum.
How they make money? Commercials?
Yeah, I mean, right now their price per earnings is -$62 a share. So you buy a share for $37 and you lose
the
company's losing $67, almost $62, almost double what you paid for it. So it's definitely not a good company. It's as a company. But obviously, Donald Trump is a great president. Is going to be a great president. So it's kind of weird how you got to.
I'm amazed that they're where is it 67,
69,
and Spirit right 79? Now is under 4.
What is this?
And Spirit right now is under 4.
Spirit, yeah. So Spirit Airlines.
So that's insane.
So Spirit Airlines. We brought this up in class the other day. So Spirit Airlines, the stock symbol is SAVE, SAVE, and I really believe that. Well, there's only two things that can happen to Spirit Airlines. And you really need to understand that these are really the only two things that are going to happen. One is they're going to go bankrupt and shut down. It's possible. I don't believe it's going to happen.
What's their PE?
Spirit is probably. They're probably losing money, too. So it's only like 78 cents a share. So they're only losing a little bit of money.
How can it be that they are losing money?
Well, every company can lose money for a while. They keep doing, they refi or they get money or maybe they'll go into Chapter 11, which is a bankruptcy, but it's not really
a bankruptcy.
It's not really a bankruptcy. It's just a restructuring of their debt.
Yeah.
Right. So they may do that. And I think if they do that, the stock will pop. So I actually bought both the stock and I bought stock options for August, because I think this is a good play. But it's a risky play only because it could go bankrupt. The other thing that could happen is the company get bought. Now, if you've ever seen their planes are beautiful.
I know.
So they can restructure the debt on the planes. You know, Boeing is in a situation where if they bought, I don't know if they're Boeing planes or if they're Neos. I have to look it up. I don't know.
Airbus, if, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. But if they're, yeah, Airbus. But if they are Boeing, Boeing would definitely restructure the debt because Boeing's in trouble by themselves.
Yeah.
So they would definitely restructure the debt. So it might be a really strong play.
So I think Spirit went a bit too extreme with the cheap, and it feels cheap. I flew Spirit, I think, only twice or only twice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compare, for example, flying Spirit or flying Frontier, the all experience with Frontier is much better. You feel like a real airline.
Yeah. So the big problem I have with Spirit, if you've ever booked tickets online,
yeah,
it is difficult. Every time you put it, the flight's $164, and then it goes to another screen. Do you want to bundle your flight? What does that even mean?
The bags.
Right. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you've got your $164 flight. You click yes, and all of a sudden your $164 flight is $364.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait a minute, what happened to my $164 flight? And immediately you get turned off because then it asks you another question. Do you want to add this money and that money? And you're like, wait a minute, I don't know what this is going to add up to. I'm just going to go to American Airlines, click the button, and win.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's happening with Spirit. That's why Spirit is, I think that's the biggest problem Spirit has right now. Is they're confusing everybody.
They were all about making Airbuses, and I don't think it worked very well for them. And again, they crumbed the seats too much there that you can barely, like, I'm not sure I can fit.
By the way, Bob Grant's Kabbalah 7 didn't work.
What?
For the first time, it didn't work.
What are you talking about?
Bob Grant called it the Kabbalah 7. If you say the phone number 7 times,
sure,
somebody would call.
Yeah.
No one called.
We scared everybody away.
But you know what I think? I think it's because we use two different voices.
Okay.
So maybe it doesn't work if you use two different voices.
I don't know.
But I'm shocked. So we got a few more minutes, Omri.
What do you want to talk about?
I was going to ask you.
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah.
So we started before to talk about the real estate and the agent and where this whole market go. And this market is going in something that you predicted, actually, that we see houses go under, we see houses go over.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. And for sure, we see the inventory is coming back up.
Right.
We see more and more inventory.
But you know the real reason why there's no inventory?
Why?
It's because people who are living in their house right now can't afford their house right now.
I know.
I mean by that is they bought their house years ago for $250,000. They make the same exact money as they made then. Their payment is maybe $1,700, $1,800 a month, right? Mm-hmm.
And with this interest, they can't refinance their house.
No, listen. If they go to buy that house today, the same exact house, that house is no longer $250,000. It's now $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest rate, you're right, is double.
Yeah.
So it would cost them almost three times the payment that they're making now to buy the house they're living in.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way people are selling houses is people who are desperate to sell their house, people who are downsizing, or people who have to move, right?
Yeah.
Those are only people selling their house. So that's why it's getting confusing. That's why there's no inventory. I mean, I look at my house, and my payment is really, really low. I mean, it's hysterical how low my... Well, actually, I paid my mortgage off. So, but if we took the payment that I had a year ago before I paid it off, but if I paid my mortgage off in 6 years doing some of the techniques that we teach...
Mm-hmm.
So, but I paid that mortgage off. But if I used that payment that was in that, I couldn't possibly buy my house for that payment.
I know.
It's impossible.
I know. It's insane.
So it's interesting how, I mean, it would probably be 2.5 times the payment between the price and the interest rate.
You know where I saw it? I was at the sheriff's sale yesterday. I go almost every month. And while I was at the sheriff's sale, I saw the sharks. Those that buy everything, they know exactly how much, and they will fight you, and they will buy everything. You know them. They are not doing it anymore.
Yeah. It's interesting. They're walking away, huh?
It's not that they're walking away. They are too, I won't say afraid, careful.
They're conservative.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you see the new fish in the pond, and you see that they are taking the stuff. They are taking the risk. They are doing all that. Oh,
we actually have a call. See, it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Actually, he said he'd call back next week with a full report on your book.
Oh, yeah, Mike, give us a report on my book. Tell me what you think of it.
He wanted to let you know that the seven-time charm did work, but that he was going to call next week with a full report.
So he called just to tell us that it worked.
Well, go ahead, Mike. You got just a couple of minutes, so tell us what you think of my book.
No, he's not on the line.
He's not on the line next week.
He's calling next week.
Oh, he will call next week. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
I have no idea what just happened.
You got to understand that screen is it's at least 6 feet away from me.
Yeah.
So what I see, all I see is Mike and Carol in South Carolina. It's all the words I see. I figure we have a caller. I didn't read the rest of it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to strain my eyes.
Okay.
Quite all right. Quite all right.
So, there you go. I can't wait to get a full report. Mike in South Carolina, you got to call early next week and give us a full report on my book. Because if you don't, I'm going to be very upset about it.
It's very, intriguing to see people, new students, that are coming to our Thursday night class with their book and they want to meet the person who wrote those words.
Yeah, or the people who they come see us just because we're stars on the air, right?
I know, but it's more about the book. I'm amazed. People are coming with the book.
I know, they want to have it signed.
The person who wrote the book.
They want me to sign it, yeah.
It's the signature, but it's also they have questions and they want to know more.
Right,
it's
right.
How can it be that you said that and you said that and it's...
Right. How can it be that you can buy houses with absolutely no money? By the way, I mean, I know we're about to end the show anyway, but yeah. We didn't really... In case you came in while we were not saying who we were... I'm Larry Steinhaus. This is Investor Schooling. This is the Larry Steinhaus Show, and it's all about investor schooling and how we teach people how to buy houses with no money, how to invest in the stock market, and how to make lots of money. And all you have to do is go to investorschooling.com, and you can find out how to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Army, I'm so excited that you're here with me today.
Always.
But we really, you know what? We miss Dr. Deb, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You know, she always says that she doesn't talk as much as we do.
Yeah.
But we need her. We need her to interrupt.
And to put her on track.
Right. Put us back on track. Yeah. Stop saying things. You know, and she missed everybody congratulating Maddie.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know, man.
She's a very serious part here.
Yeah. She is actually the straight man, I think.
Straight man?
Yeah. They call it the straight man in a comedy act.
The straight man?
Yeah.
Okay. I will talk to you about that after the show.
Oh, you're going to try to explain to me that she can't be the straight man because she identifies as a woman?
No, I'm not sure that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's end the show politely. Okay. Do it.
All I know is I can't wait for the letters about your statement about New Hope. That's going to be hysterical.
I said New Hope. I didn't say anything else.
Oh, no, you didn't. Not at all.
I didn't. Okay, so thank you very much for listening to us. We were the...
The Larry Steinhaus Show?
Exactly.
All right, I got 30 seconds. I can actually say all this. I want to thank you all for listening. Of course, I want to thank my wonderful co-host, Ami Murad, the immigrant, for insulting everybody in New Hope that's not gay. And I also want to thank Glenn for being the amazing producer who we must talk about next time and say he's going to be the amazing producer. And of course, if you want to take a complimentary class this Thursday, go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And there you will learn how to make more money. All right, go to investorschooling.com, and I will see you on Thursday.
Bye.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.